I think because that regime of sanctions, while it's hurt the Iranian society, it is not necessarily crippled to the Iranian government in any sense, and therefore the Iranian government has been able to maintain its position not only at home but also expand its influence within the region. And I think President Obama, who has always been interested in a negotiated settlement of the Iran's nuclear program rather than engaging in a military confrontation, came to the conclusion that it is important to use the diplomacy as a means to achieve or rather to limit Iran's nuclear ambitions rather than continue this regime of sanctions, which have not really have been all that effective as far as the position of the Iranian Islamic government is concerned.
So do you believe that then this is Obama's own initiative and not so much pressure from other places?
I think it has been Obama's own initiative because we do recall that even prior to his elections for the first term, he had made it clear that he would like to extend the hands of friendship to Iran, or the hands of cooperation, at least to Iran, and of course also to the Muslim world. And he had said that, he would like to really make use of diplomatic means to resolve the differences between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran, especially over the country's disputed nuclear program. I think that is what he's basically been pursuing ever since. But of course, one hand does not really produce sound, and there has to be two hands. And of course, from the Iranian side, there's been the election of the moderate, and many people would also refer to it as reformist, Hassan Rouhani, to the presidency of Iran in 2013. And President Rouhani came to power on the platform of fixing the Iranian economy, which is in a dire state, and trying to bring about a number of long overdue social and economic reforms to the country, and also moderate Iran's international behavior in ways which could really put an end to the sanctions. I mean, he could not really pursue his domestic reforms without necessarily the removal of the sanctions, which could free up Iran in terms of its international engagements with the outside world, and also enable Iran to increase its oil production and therefore its oil revenue, which could fund some of his reforms.
Now, I mean, looking at the Middle East, how could you're talking about relations there? How could this affect relationships in that region?
Well, obviously, there has been a considerable amount of opposition, particularly from Israel, and also apprehension on the part of some of the Arab countries in the region, and particularly Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're not happy with what has really transpired, and Israel has already really condemned the lifting of the sanctions and has said that, you know, Iran will still be a major danger to the region. But, I mean, that could have been really expected from the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, put in a lot of or invested a lot of energy and time into this opposition to the nuclear deal between Iran and the world powers, and he's always cautioned the United States and of course the rest of the world that Iran is the biggest source of menace to the international, to the stability and security of the region, whilst at the same time, of course, the world opinion has been indicating that it's really Israel which is the main source of problems in the region rather than Iran. But nonetheless, I think Benjamin Netanyahu is now feels pretty much high and dry because he's been really ignored by the United States as well as the European Union as far as the implementation of this a nuclear deal with Iran has been concerned.
So looking at Saudi Arabia and Israel's concerns, are there concerns mostly about Iran's nuclear capabilities or economic capabilities or something else?
Well, it is nuclear capability as well as economic capability, because what you're really worried about is that the lifting of the sanctions will enable Iran to not only join the international community and integrate the Iranian economy into the national economy, but also enable it to have a lot of more funds at this disposal. I mean, as you pointed out in your introduction, something like $100 billion of Iranian assets will be really freed up, and that will make a difference to Iran's overall financial and economic situation. But at the same time, the Iranians would very much like to increase their oil production. I mean, they've already indicated that they would like to, in the first few weeks, to increase the oil production by 500,000 barrels a day, and then perhaps to 1 million barrels a day. But at the same time, they're conscious of the fact that the prices of oil have been plummeting, and the Iranian oil revenues have been really slashed by something like more than 100% over the last 2 years or 3 years. And therefore, an increase in oil production and increase oil value does not really mean that Iran is going to have a lot of money at its disposal, and therefore flaunt its weight around in the region. What it really basically means is that they may have a bit more funding available to them in order to really fix up the economy, which is in a very difficult situation.
Now, I mean, looking at it from the Iranian perspective, Iranian leaders have celebrated it as a new chapter in Iran's history. What has the reaction from the citizens been, or what might you expect it to be?
Well, I think it is a major development, and it's a very positive development for the Iranians. And it is really true that the United States and its allies have been trying to isolate Iran for the last 36 years since the advent of the Islamic government in that country. And now Iran is really free to develop relations in ways that it is suitable for Iran as well as to the outside world, and therefore play a bigger role in the, on the world stage as well as within the region. And of course, Iran now has the option of either really moving towards the normalization of relationship with the United States, which may not really come immediately, but perhaps in 2 or 3 years' time. But that will also depends on how the American politics is going to shape up, whether the next election is going to be run by the Republicans or the Democrats. I mean, if the Republicans win the elections, then obviously there's still going to be many, many more obstacles in the way. Nonetheless, I think now the necessary opportunities become available to Iranian Islamic regime to widen its international relations and perspectives on the regional and international issues.